So what are we going to talk about? Well, four main areas. We're going to talk about what I guess we'd call the underdog syndrome, which isn't maybe a hot issue, but it's sort of an always issue and something to keep in mind when you're dealing with smaller companies. We're going to talk about consolidation of rights and resources, specifically in the NPE, PAE arena, the patent assertion area. We're going to talk about dividing markets, and particularly pay for delay, which is the term some of you may have heard of, which is of interest to at least the Supreme Court this year, and I guess should be of interest to all of us then. And lastly, we're going to talk about standards, and more standards. It has been a very busy year for standards, so there's a lot to talk about. I'm not going to read all my slides. The material is in your binders, I believe, or at least it's on the USB drive, because when I hit the high issues, there's a lot of material in here that if I read it, I wouldn't finish in time. But it's there for referencing. All right, the underdog syndrome, what is that? Well, essentially, we're a small company. We don't have to worry about the antitrust effects of what we do. And that is certainly not the case. And to give you the sort of best example, although nobody would really consider Apple to be an underdog, once upon a time, at least in the book area, the e-book area, they were. Amazon was the primary entity. They were the, you know, that's sort of the big dog in e-books. And you wouldn't think that a smaller market player could have an antitrust effect. The e-books case says differently. What the e-books case said was, is Apple, in setting up contracts with book suppliers, right, trying to break into the market, actually those contracts enabled an antitrust violation in the market. Even though Apple had no arguably sort of power to do that, the contracts enabled others in the market, those books, the publishers, to have an anti-competitive effect.